This evening, I want to talk about Buddhist practice. In one of the Pascal of Shobogenpa, there is Pascal about virtue of mountain and river. Virtue of mountain and river. This is very interesting. Give us a great benefit to understand what is our practice. Virtue of mountain and river. He says, usual people think mountain is permanent. Mountain does not move and permanent, but river flows. And that is usual understanding of mountain and a river. In mountain and river. It is exactly the same as people say Rinzai practice or sort of practice. And the sort of practice is such and such. And Rinzai practice is such and such. And it looks like a sort of way is more rigid and Rinzai way is more free. But the sort of way is not so strict, but Rinzai way is very strict. They may say many things about Soto or Rinzai, because it looks like so. And there must be various arguments about what is Soto and what is Rinzai. But there are not so many arguments. When we say mountain does not move, but water flows, river flows, and there's not much argument about that. But Dorian Zenji, some Zen master said, mountains flow. Mountains go, but river doesn't. Mountains flow. East mountain flows over the river. Mountains go and river stays. And about this statement, because it is difficult for us to understand. And so people say, true Zen is beyond words. It is not possible for us to say what is Zen practice actually. Yeah, Zen practice is beyond words. And that is why Dokai Zenji said, mountain East Mountain goes over the water. But I want to explain really what our practice is. And then maybe then you may understand what what Dokai Zenji said. Another statement which Dogen Zenji said in Genjo Koan, the first chapter of Shobo Genjo. Maybe that is the first chapter. He started with Genjo Koan to finish 100 paskas of Shobo Genjo. But he couldn't complete 100. But anyway, he started with Genjo Koan when he was 32 years old. And in Genjo Koan, he said, over on the enlightenment, let enlightenment, let everything in the enlightenment, or over, on the enlightenment. Let everything exist on the practice of enlightenment. And it's very difficult. Maybe I shouldn't try to translate it literally. What he means is, when we practice Zazen, our practice covers everything. And even though you do not have everything in your mind, in your practice, you do not realize or you do not feel. Your practice covers everything. But actually, in your practice, when you just see, there is actually everything. But you shouldn't stay in the darkness of the enlightenment. Why we say darkness? Because you cannot see things actually. Now when you sit like this, you know, even though you hear, even though you see something, actually you are not seeing anything. But you are seeing it. But you hear it. But the way you hear is not to hear something. What is it? Oh, it's very good music. You do not hear in that way. You do not see. You are not curious to know what it is. Is this spider or cobweb? Very long legs. Looks like cobweb, but it looks like legs because it moves. What is it? You do not see in that way. Anyway, something is here, like this. You are not seeing it. You do not attach to anything. You are not curious about anything. But you are just seeing. Then it looks like things exist in dark room. Things actually exist in the room, but it is dark, so you do not see, you know, but exactly what it is. You do not try to see, or even though you try to see, you cannot see in the utter darkness of the room. So you don't see. So what is there is just your practice. You are practicing that. And you are completely free from everything. And yet your practice includes everything. Included. In your practice, many things exist. And like blue sky or blue space, myriads of stars, you know, exist and possible to exist. There are big possibilities in the blue space. You can fly through it. You can sing in it. You can dance in it. A lot of possibilities is in the sky. But what actually exists is the blue sky. Whatever you do, you know, it doesn't make, you cannot disturb the sky. Whatever you do, it doesn't make much sense. That is, you know, our practice actually. But if you think, I have a good practice, and I have a great freedom from mundane world, And that is, this is enlightenment. This is skandha. And if you stick to your practice, it doesn't. It is not utter darkness. It is something already. Your practice is under limitation of good or bad, perfect or imperfect. So it is not already our enlightenment. In Zazen, even something happens, even something wrong with your practice, the practice is not true practice anymore. If so, should you always practice in Dzogchen, Bodhidharma took 9 years, but you shouldn't take it without Bodhidharma, always, was not always sitting. He must have ate something. He must not go to the restroom, especially when he is very old, like me. He was not always sitting. So true practice is not matter of whether you are sitting or whether you are not sitting. Whatever you do, you know, that is, the activity you have should be practiced. But when I say so, again, you will stick to my words. Why, you will take my word literally. So Dogen Zen said that you should not stick to our practice, skandha, which is utter darkness of the room, of the chamber. If you stick to, if you think, to stick, you know, in Zazen is only way to obtain perfect enlightenment, then that is again wrong practice. That is not real practice. So you should also forget all about your practice. Or you should practice Zazen until Zazen practice become your own practice, like you own your hand, or your eyes, or your nose. Even though you have it, you don't realize it. You don't feel you have it. But you have it. How you can have this kind of matured practice instead of rigid practice, always sitting in practicing, or always sitting in with mosquitoes, or horse flies. You should be, you know, that is not actually real practice. But why we practice so rigidly is to acquire that kind of practice, little by little. While you are doing rigid practice, sometimes with fighting with drowsiness, or sometimes bothered by many ideas to come. Anyway, you try to see. While you are sitting in that way, little by little, without knowing when you acquire the power, you will have, you know, more and more your own Zazen, or Zazen will become your own. And you do not feel you are practicing Zazen. Even though you are sitting, you don't feel you are practicing Zazen. Even though you are doing something else, you do not feel, oh, it is good to do something after that. You do not feel so much difference between Zazen practice and everyday activity. The feeling doesn't differ so much because you are, very much familiar with your practice, and doesn't become your own power, or not even power. Even because you do not feel you have power. Many people say, all students say, I have been sitting 8 years with you, but nothing happened. Nothing happened with babies. And then they are born about it. It is translated in English, but for instance, there are beautiful, you know, sightseeing place in China, Lhasa. And in middle China, there is many lakes, like living, many beautiful, you know, lakes. And when it is sometimes this water, you know, the lake has plenty of water, a lot of water. Sometimes they are not filled. But anyway, it is beautiful. For people who want to see, you know, people in all over the China want to see the lake and Lhasa, the beautiful mountain. And that mountain is very beautiful and mist comes and goes, and mountain appears and disappears. And it is very beautiful. I didn't go there, but people say it is very beautiful. But the form says, I think it was Sotoba's form. I at last come to the place. But not much interesting sight I have. The second, when water comes, second is deeper. And when rainy day, often is deeper. That's all. Nothing special. That's what he said. Even though you acquire, you have strength, actually you have strength, your practice matures. But actually, you gain anything. That is real practice. If you think I gained something, it was, it is not real practice. Too much or too little. Because it is not not enough, your feeling that way. Or it is too much, your feeling that way. So only when you think you have enough practice, every day, and enough problem to exist every day. Then that is real practice. First two, three pages of Genjo Koan, Dongen Zenji, talks about this point, especially and very famous, they are very famous statement, which is very difficult to understand. Why it is difficult to understand is because you try to understand what he says. But if you have actual experience of Zazen practice, he's not saying anything special. But the way he says is through maybe punches or through extraordinary high-spirited expression. So we think because the expression is so beautiful, so you think what he's talking about must be something special. But he's talking about very usual thing in very subtle way, at the same time logical way. So he says, people say Zen world is not possible to understand by mind, by our mind, but by our thinking mind, but it is possible. itself. But why you, it is difficult to understand this because of your one-sided view, like mountain does not flow, but river flow. That is already not true. Why it is not true is because it looks like so. And you say mountain does not move, but mountain actually moves. The river goes, but actually, if river goes, mountain is also going. And if river stays, actually mountain will stay. It is our thinking mind who thinks mountain moving and river is mountain does not move and river is moving. That is our thinking mind. And when we talk about things, we forget ourselves and talk about things, objective world only. But objective world is projected object or projected idea which we have in our mind. So when we say mountain is moving, we know that ourselves also moving in that. When we say a river does not move, it means that our practice, in our practice, we do not move. Move or not move is the virtue of our practice. We have, our practice has various possibilities. Our practice can move everything. And our practice can stop everything from moving. Because our practice includes everything. We can, the way I exist here is the way everything exists with me. So, actually, how you feel, if you feel quite naturally, free from idea of self. For instance, if you feel your breathing, if you feel your beating of your heart, then it means that you feel whole world. It is a part of, not even part of. Your breathing is the breathing of the whole universe. It includes you yourself. When you do not feel, you are counting breathing, you are following breathing. Just you follow breathing. That is the breathing of whole universe. So you are breathing includes everything. There is nothing but whole activity of your of the world, of the universe is nothing but the nothing but your inhaling and exhaling. This is again explanation words. But actually, when you practice Zazen, you have it in that way. When you have this kind of Zazen, there's any more you or outside world, or there is no Buddha or you, no teacher or disciple. That is complete freedom. That is the purpose of Zazen practice. So as Zazen practice should include those points. Your Zazen, when you practice Zazen, you are actually at the darkness of the room. You don't see anything. You look like see anything. But your activity included. That is another side of the reality. So there is no need to say Zazen practice or everyday activity. Zazen practice could be everyday activity, and everyday activity could be Zazen practice. And you feel the same way, but only when your practice matures. Knowing those points, when you continue to practice Zazen, then you will have more and more perfect, well matured practice. This is our task, whole life task as a Buddhist. After you take a glance of your true nature, there are many translations. Maybe I don't know how many translations. Translation of Genjo Koan, English translation of Genjo Koan we have. But if you read it with this idea, I think you will understand what it means. This is just outline of the important backbone of practice, but but there's, I didn't give you not much marrow or meat or blood, so you don't understand why I'm talking about this kind of thing. So if you will give me some questions, I'll answer for you. That would be more interesting for you and help your understanding. Do you have some questions? By the way, could you hear me? I'm repeating, looks like repeating the same thing over and over again, so anyway you will understand what I'm saying. Unhappy?
I mean sad and laughing and different feelings. What's that? What part is that?
No. I'm talking about darkness or enlightenment or the first principle or emptiness. Emptiness. Same thing. First principle. Or utter darkness of the room, or there are various expressions for that. But utter darkness means, why I say so is in utter darkness. When we say emptiness, you may hear nothingness, or when I say nothing, you may feel that is void. Nothing in it, that is nothing. Usually it is so. But what we really mean is there is and there is not. That is nothing. In dark room, there is many things actually. But at the same time, because it is dark, we cannot see. That is darkness. Nothingness we say, but actually there is something. There is something, but actually there is nothing. It is very true, isn't it? I exist here like this, but actually I don't exist like that, like this. Buddhist picture says, in one day we will change into various beings. Six billion, 40 hundred million, and 99,000, and 984 times. The population of America and China will amount maybe something, some 6 billion. Or in China, they are supposed to be 4 billion. Krishna for vegan?
700
million. 700
million?
These are all. It is too big number, so I cannot figure out. But so many times we change in one day. So, if so, and if it is actually so, so I don't exist in this day, even for a moment. We say moment after moment, but more than that, it changes. It's like electric or no, chasing lamp. The flame looks like, you know, always in the same way, but it is not. Always changes. It is burning. It is the result of countless combustion. So, I exist and I don't exist. That is very true. So, from because we are changing moment after moment, I don't exist. But at the same time, it looks like, and people understand that I am existing here, and you are listening. This is again an explanation so that I won't to convince you. This is just explanation, but it is so. So we say we do not exist. When we say so, we are in utter darkness. All of us in utter darkness. When I say I exist here and you exist there, it is light of being. And when we say nothing exists, that is light of non-being. Again, this is just thinking mind. So actual feeling of a reality is beyond our thinking. Only we are in utter darkness. All of us in utter darkness. When I say I exist here and you exist there, it is light of being. And when we say nothing exists, that is light of non-being. Again, this is just thinking mind. The actual feeling of a reality is beyond thinking mind. There is no idea of existence or no existence. It is not necessary to say, not necessary to be bothered by this kind of talking, but only to encourage your practice light practice, I'm explaining it, so that you, you give up your superficial understanding of mountain that is me, that divine. That's very superficial understanding. Okay, some more questions? Do you have some questions over there? I may feel good. It means, if you ask me a question, it means you are listening to me. My voice reaches you. Do you feel strange to hear this kind of lecture? I want to disturb you, disturb your busy thinking mind, destroy your rigidness of your thinking, way of thinking. Do you have some questions? Hi. All activity is Dhamma. Mm-hmm. It is not something to be explained, but because it is the real meaning of why it is reason why we practice that, and reason why we do many things. When we put more emphasis on Zazen practice, we say everyday activity is Zazen. You see? Whatever you do, it is Zazen. When we say so, we put more emphasis on Zazen. You see? Do you understand? Everyday activity is Zazen. That is why, you have some reason in when you practice Dhamma. But actually, everyday practice and Dhamma practice is not two separate practice. If its everyday activity is quite different from Zazen practice, Zazen practice will be dead, and everyday practice is just someone's blind activity without any reason why you have everyday activity. It is just agony or struggling, not activity even. when you have some reason, even though you have no reason why you do something, but if you enjoy your activity, or if you have composure in your everyday activity, then you can enjoy your everyday activity. That composure cannot be gained by some, for instance, drugs or wine or or some intoxicants, including their species. Buddha said so, so I must do this. That is a kind of intoxicant. But, you know, even though Buddha didn't say anything about it, about what you are doing, when you feel very good, and when you have no regret in what you have done, and when you become you yourself, then that is your everyday life, and it makes sense, and you will grow in that kind of activity or practice. So, doesn't practice is, you know, to acquire that kind of composure in everyday activity, we practice doesn't. If I say in that day, everyday life is first and doesn't is next, to enjoy your life, you practice doesn't. But if you think, you know, if you think for an instant, to enjoy our life, we practice dhyana. So dhyana is little bit, you know, awkward and hard. So maybe I rather take wine or LSD so that you may feel better. Then, that is not our practice, because you only, without understanding the other side of your life, you stick to the pleasure of life, to enjoy your life. But your main purpose of life is to enjoy your life. So it is very one-sided understanding. So that is wrong. But if for instance I think I am practicing dhyana every day, so there's no need for me to experience or to be sympathetic with someone's difficulty in everyday life. I am practicing dhyana. I am priest, I am Buddhist. So if I practice dhyana, that is okay. I have good reasons why I do not work. This is, you know, another mistake. So, this is dozen only, I don't know, but in short, there is no idea of existence or no existence. It is not necessary to say, not necessary to be bothered by this kind of topic, but only to encourage your practice, light practice, I'm explaining it, so that you give up. Your superficial understanding of mountain doesn't move, but river moves. That's very superficial understanding. Okay, some more questions? Do you have some questions over there? I may feel good. It means, if you ask me questions, it means you are listening to me. My voice reaches to you. Do you feel strange to hear this kind of lecture? I want to disturb you, disturb your busy thinking mind, or destroy your rigidness of your thinking, way of thinking. Do you have some questions? Hi.
I wanted to know what you mean by all activity is Dzogchen.
All activity is Dzogchen. It is not something to be explained, but because it is the real meaning of why it is reason why we practice that, and reason why we do many things. When we put more emphasis on Dzogchen practice, we say everyday activity is Dzogchen. You see? Whatever you do, it is Dzogchen. When we say so, we put more emphasis on Dzogchen. You see? You understand? Everyday activity is Dzogchen. That is why, you have some reason in when you practice Dzogchen. But actually, everyday practice and Dzogchen practice is not two separate practice. If it's everyday activity is quite different from Dzogchen practice, Dzogchen practice will be dead, and everyday practice is just someone's blind activity without any reason why you have everyday activity. It is just agony or struggling, not activity even. when you have some reason, even though you have no reason why you do something, but if you enjoy your activity, or if you have composure in your everyday activity, then you can enjoy your everyday activity. That composure cannot be gained by some, for instance, drugs or wine or or some intoxicants, including various teachings. Buddha said so, so I must do this. That is a kind of intoxicant. But, you know, even though Buddha didn't say anything about it, about what you are doing, when you feel very good, and when you have no regret in what you have done, and when you become you yourself, then that is your everyday life, and it makes sense, and you will grow in that kind of activity or practice. So Zazen practice is, you know, to acquire that kind of composure in everyday activity. We practice Zazen. If I say in that day, everyday life is first and Zazen is next, to enjoy your life, you practice Zazen. But if you think, you know, if you think, for instance, to enjoy our life, we practice Zazen. So Zazen is a little bit, you know, awkward and hard. So maybe I rather take wine or LSD so that you may feel better. Then, that is not our practice, because you only, without understanding the other side of your life, you stick to the pleasure of life, to enjoy your life. But your main purpose of life is to enjoy your life. So it is very one-sided understanding. So that is wrong. But if for instance I think I am practicing Zazen every day, so there is no need for me to experience or to be sympathetic with someone's difficulty in everyday life. I am practicing Zazen. I am priest, I am Buddhist. So if I practice Zazen, that is okay. I have good reasons why I do not work. This is, you know, another mistake. So this is Zazen only, I don't know, but in short, we are addicted by the idea of Zazen. That is also wrong. So our practice must have both sides. And your everyday life should have both sides. Then our practice is perfect and very realistic. and our practice will help people. Our practice, which has both sides. Okay. It is important to have both sides, or else you cannot survive in its true sense. You will be easily lost. I'm confronting with various difficulties every day, and I am confronting with my students' difficulties too. Actual difficulty, and I'm not saying something special. You understand? But I mean difficulty. Actual difficulty. But actual difficulty, why we have actual difficulty? Lack of understanding of the problem. So that is why we feel confused. When we are not in confusion, difficulty is not difficult because we have some hope. But when we do not have any hope, when we are very confused, that is real difficulty. But when we know why we have difficulty, then it is comparatively good, not so bad. The difficulty, why we have difficulty, is because we are involved in just one-sided view. We do not understand things thoroughly. Selfish, one-sided understanding of things makes us difficult. Or because of one-sided view, we do things, so naturally, our efforts will end in dead end. We have no freedom. I don't say atta, without Rampi you should sit. I mean without trying to figure out what it is. Whatever you have in your mind, you shouldn't be curious about it. What does it mean? I had a wonderful experience in my garden. I I have many images of Buddha in my zazen. What does it mean? Oh. Where do they come from? That is not zazen. No. Even though various snakes or spiders, black spiders, come. Oh, that is black spider. And that is snake. In that way, if you sit, it means you are sitting in dark room. You see, but you don't see. You are not bothered by it. That is to sit in dark room. Even though you see, you don't see. That is true. Actually, such a dragon or snake doesn't exist. Doesn't come. But you think you come. It is okay to think, to see various images in your zazen. It is okay. It means that something wrong with your breathing or something. That is why you see some fantasy in your practice. But you shouldn't be curious about it. That is to sit in darkness. It is emptiness of your mind. We talked about this kind of thing from various ways. For instance, Prajnaparamita Sutra. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form, emptiness is dark room. And dark room, there is form, various form. But at the same time, it should be empty. It is tentative color or form of the being. It looks like I'm already talking about some philosophy, but philosophy, it is not philosophy. It is actual practice of each one of us. I'm talking about your practice, not not just the philosophy. It may be philosophy, but it should be. But why we think, observe things in that way is because we have experience of, actual experience of this kind of philosophy. It is not just talk, but actual experience of our practice. So it means that you must practice that, in short, with right understanding, or else you will be lost.